When Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal and Representative T.J. Barry were approached with an offer to tour Turkey back in 2012, both saw the trip as an opportunity to seek trade and cultural relations, they say.
The state of Missouri has several offices throughout the world. So we have an office in Taipei. We have an office in China, in multiple places. So this is an extension of doing the work of the people.
We have an organization located out of Kansas City set up by President Eisenhower called People to People. And I sort of viewed it as the same thing, creating cultural ties between different countries.
Barry said he even made a contact in Istanbul that ended up buying a large dairy herd in northern Missouri and southern Iowa. Chappelle Nadal and Barry each paid their own airfare, but the lodging, meals, and sightseeing were covered by the Niagara Foundation. That's a nonprofit group that lists Fethullah Gulen as its honorary president on its website. Barry said he looked into the group before traveling.
At that point, 60 Minutes had done a piece on Gulen. I watched that, and because there were some questions as far as, is this up and up? What do they want? What are they getting out of it? And I didn't really have a solid answer to that when I went.
He consulted other lawmakers who had gone on similar trips, he said. At the time, Gulen and his Hizmet movement were in line with the Turkish government, but a power struggle led to their falling out, and now Turkey blames the recent failed coup attempt on Gulen, and the Turkish government is cracking down on groups affiliated with him, claiming they influence policymakers and charter schools. To better understand Gulen, I reached out to my former professor, Dr. David Romano. He's the Thomas G. Strong Professor of Middle East Politics at Missouri State University and a world-renowned expert on Turkey.
It's not the Gulen movement style to ask for any quid pro quo from these lawmakers. There's nothing demanded of them for going on the trip.
Romano says he was in a restaurant in Turkey when he met a group of Missouri educators hosted by a Gulen group. Those educators, he said, didn't even know about their host's affiliation with Gulen until he explained it to them.
There's not even a wink of, scratch our back after we're done scratching yours here in Turkey. It's nothing overt like that. It's just the Gulen movement hoping that they'll have some goodwill and maybe be able to talk to these lawmakers in the future about issues they're concerned about.
It's hard for even experts, he says, to know what the Gulen movement's agenda ultimately is. That makes it a gray area, he said, for elected officials considering these trips. The lawmakers' trips have also put the U.S. federal government in an awkward position as it tries to work directly with Turkey, Romano said. Gulen is living in rural Pennsylvania, and Turkey is asking for his extradition. The Turkish government has purged the Mediterranean country from Gulen's newspapers, schools, and charities. The Washington, D.C.-based Center for Public Integrity compiled a database of over 150 state lawmakers who took trips to Turkey subsidized by Gulen-affiliated groups. Five lawmakers were from Missouri. Liz Esley White is one of the reporters at CPI who collected the public records on these overseas trips. She helped research how several state legislatures have passed resolutions sympathetic to Gulen's causes.
Now their leader is under threat of extradition, but they have a network of lawmakers and important people in academic circles to speak up for them now. And that's just something I think the public should be aware of where that kind of influence is cultivated, how it was cultivated.
Both Chappelle Nadal and Barry filled out the required ethics paperwork for the trip. Each confirmed that the group never asked for anything in exchange for the tour. Barry said the trip had no effect whatsoever on his sympathy to Gulen. And Chappelle Nadal, who sits on an education committee, says she wasn't even aware that Gulen's groups have ties to charter schools in the United States before our interview for this story. I'm Jennifer Moore.